KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today's scattered flurries, cloudy skies, lower teens. Winds will be from the northeast between 5 and 10. Tonight, we'll continue the chance of flurries, mostly cloudy skies, low of 4. Winds will be from the northeast between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, once again, scattered flurries, cloudy skies. We'll see temperatures in lower teens. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, 0. And Friday, scattered snow. Right now, it's 12.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. A deep dive into the latest USDA cattle inventory report indicates a tighter beef supply situation for the coming year. That, according to Caitlin McCulloch, Director of Senior Ag Economist for the Livestock Marketing Information Center.
So the cattle inventory report showed that total cow and calves were down about 0.3%. And we get once a year a January 1 number, and then we also get a July 1 number. And so this is our signpost for what to expect the next year in terms of the cattle cycle, where the direction of the cow herd's going, and this seemed to affirm that we're still in a contractionary phase.
The 2020 calf crop down about 1.3%. The revised 2019 calf crop down about 2% from 2018.
That's about 500,000 head we lost in 2019. There are other some noteworthy changes, or lack thereof of changes. Beef replacement number was very close to a year ago, and most of the analysts ahead of the report thought that number for sure was going to contract.
She says the cattle grazing on small grain saw a huge rebound from a year ago.
And that's at 1.7 million head. That's a 7.5% jump from last year. You do have quite a bit more cattle there out in the country that still need to come on feed. And when that timing is, which is going to probably matter quite a bit to what we see in the Fed in terms of how Fed cattle prices react throughout the year.
Beef cow states, Texas at the top with 4.685 million head. Oklahoma second, 2.189 million cows. Others include 3, Missouri, 4, Nebraska, and 5th, Kansas. And registration is open for the special edition of the 2021 Commodity Classic. It will be delivered digitally this year direct to the farm March 2nd through the 5th. Now, the first 5,000 farmers register for free. Go to CommodityClassic.com to register. It's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Mid-American Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, it's been a difficult time for some across the state of Kansas battling with the COVID-19 virus, both in the hospital and post-COVID-19. And some now are experiencing some anxiety, depression, and PTSD as a survivor of the virus.
I'm just so grateful for all those nurses there and doctors that they do their best. They do their best to take care of us. And a lot of people die because I think it's their time. I really think it's their time. But they do everything they can to keep you alive.
That audio from KWCH News, Brian Miller, a licensed clinical marriage and family therapist, says that it's a new issue we're going to have to start dealing with in society.
Not to minimize COVID, but having COVID is one part of the battle, and now we're seeing the after effects of people who have survived COVID or have had a loved one experience COVID, and then knowing what to do after that when it's still impacting us.
He says if you have struggled with COVID-19, it's important to get back into practicing self-care with a daily routine. Mid-America Network News.
Midwest Kia is celebrating President's Day all month long with huge savings on over 200 new Kias. Check out the all-new 2021 Kia lineup and save big no matter what you choose. This month, get 0% APR financing for up to 75 months on select new 2021 Kia models. And while they last, get dealer discounts up to $12,000 on remaining new 2020 Kias in stock. The President's Day sales event is going on now with the all-new three-row Kia Sorento, the sporty K5, and the versatile Seltos with standard all-weather drive. No matter what you choose, you'll drive away with Kia's market-leading 10-year warranty. Come see us or shop online at MidwestKia.com.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Offers on select models with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all customers qualify. Limited air financing on Sportage, Niro, Cadenza, K900 to KMF with 1333 1000 finance. Example 2020 K900. Stock number K8573. Limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details. Expires 2/28/21.
Democrat Governor Laura Kelly is denouncing a Republican plan for cutting Kansas income taxes as, quote, unthinkable during the COVID-19 pandemic. She proposed an alternative yesterday that would pay for its relief by taxing online music, movies, and streaming services. Kelly outlined her proposal just hours before the Kansas Senate was set to debate the GOP's measure. The Republican plan is aimed at providing $423 million in relief over 3 years to businesses and individuals paying more to the state since the overhaul of federal tax laws in 2017. Kelly's plan targets its relief only to individuals and is designed to not cost the state say any net revenues. In other news, President Joe Biden's nomination of Tom Vilsack to lead the Agriculture Department is getting a chilly reaction from many black farmers who contend he didn't do enough to help them last time he had the job. The former Iowa governor served 8 years as Agriculture Secretary under President Barack Obama. Vilsack is trying to assure minority farming groups and the senators who will vote on his confirmation that he'll work to root out generations of systematic racism in the agency. Many black farmers fault him for not addressing the backlog of discrimination. Mid-America Network News.
Ever wondered what $999 could get you at Ashley Home Store in Beatrice? An LG 65-inch 4K smart TV and soundbar, $999. Ashley reclining sofa and reclining love seat, $999. Amana glass top self-cleaning range and over-the-range microwave, $999. 25-foot chest freezer, $999. Or $42 a month for 24 months. And as always, free shipping to your garage or driveway, Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance Store, Indian Creek Mall, Beatrice. See store for details.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Wednesday. Officials in the state of Nebraska expect nearly 70,000 doses of coronavirus vaccines to be available in the state this week as they continue to work to distribute more shots. The state said 69,600 vaccine doses total should be released in Nebraska this week. That's up from 61,750 a week ago. Most of those vaccines are being distributed through local health departments, but nearly 6,000 doses will go to a new program that's just getting started to distribute vaccines directly through some retail pharmacies. This is a story we can probably just copy and paste this week. Residents in Nebraska and Iowa woke up to bitterly cold conditions yesterday morning, leading to slick streets that contributed to multiple crashes in the Omaha area. The National Weather Service issued a wind chill warning for parts of 13 counties with wind chills near 30 below zero. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News.
Midwest Kia is celebrating President's Day all month long with huge savings on over 200 new Kias. Check out the all-new 2021 Kia lineup and save big no matter what you choose. This month, get 0% APR financing for up to 75 months on select new 2021 Kia models. And while they last, get dealer discounts up to $12,000 on remaining new 2020 Kias in stock. The President's Day sales event is going on now with the all-new three-row Kia Sorento, the sporty K5, and the versatile Seltos with standard all-weather drive. No matter what you choose, you'll drive away with Kia's market-leading 10-year warranty. Come see us or shop online at MidwestKia.com.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Offers on select models with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all customers qualify. Limited air financing on Sportage, Niro, Cadenza, K900 through KMF with 1333.1000 finance. Example, 2020 K900. Stock number K8573. Limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details. Expires 2021.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville firefighters responded to a house fire Tuesday morning at 500 Jenkins in Marysville. No immediate details available, but the occupant was reportedly not injured. Active COVID cases in Marshall County were 21 as of Monday, with one hospitalized. Washington County reports 26 active cases as of Wednesday, up from just five a week ago, now with two hospitalized. As of a week ago, Nemahal County was down to just 9 active cases. USD 113 Prairie Hills School District voted Monday to make masks optional effective March 22nd. Local restrictions may still apply with buildings in Axtell, Wetmore, and Sabetha. Nemahal County Commissioners opting last month to rescind a countywide mask mandate. School Board will reportedly revisit the matter at their March 8th meeting. A special election for Washington County USD 108 patrons will be scheduled November 2nd to consider a bond issue for construction of four new elementary classrooms and facilities adjacent to the existing building, allowing additional space for continued enrollment growth. The board will finalize scope of the project and financial estimates and funding options by August, and then would formally adopt a resolution to move forward with the vote. If it passes, construction could begin as early as a couple months after the election. Low to moderate income individuals, families, and senior citizens can once again receive free assistance in completing and filing their federal, state, and local tax returns through RSVP of Northeast Kansas Volunteer Income Tax Assistance. Volunteer income tax assistance usually provided at the Helvering Center and in multiple communities throughout the county will be offering assistance by mail or drop-off only this tax season. Face-to-face tax assistance will not be available. If you've had your taxes prepared by RSVP in 2019, you should receive a packet of information in the mail explaining this year's process. If you don't receive a mailing, feel free to stop by the RSVP office or request the paperwork, and they can mail that to you. For information, contact Joni Spellmeyer or Adam Borgman at the RSVP office, 813 Broadway in Marysville. Due to cold weather, recycling drop-off this Saturday in Marysville will be postponed until February 20th, and recycling collection in Haxtell this Saturday will be canceled. An informational meeting for landowners in Washington and Republic counties regarding the proposed NextEra wind transmission line and turbine leases will be held in Cuba and Washington Thursday. Hosted by Farm Bureau and the Kansas Livestock Association, legal representatives will be present to address questions. The meeting in Cuba begins at 12:30 at Community Hall Thursday, and the meeting in Washington begins at 3 p.m. at the FNB Bank Meeting Room. Kirk Cromie, age 70 of Washington, passed away Monday. Funeral service Thursday, 10 a.m. at the Bethlehem Lutheran Church, Greenleaf. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, 4 until 8, at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Kirk Cromie. Nancy M. Tice, age 71 of Morroville, passed away Friday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at the Washington United Methodist Church. Burial in the Morroville Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, noon until 8, at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Nancy Tice. Helen E. Elder, age 93 of Washington, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Friday at 2 at the Washington United Methodist Church. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, noon until 8, at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Helen Elder. Lola R. Hers, age 89 of Lynn, passed away Monday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Zion Lutheran Church, Lynn. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Friday, 4 until 8, at the Ward Funeral Home in Lynn, in charge of arrangements for Lola Hers. Donna Losey, age 82, formerly of Hanover, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Trinity Lutheran Church, rural Hanover. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Friday, noon until 8, at the Hanover Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Donna Losey.
Are you an employer with W-2 employees? Do you have any self-employed income or file a Schedule C for business income? Are you a farmer or rancher with a Schedule F? If you answered yes to any of these questions, please contact your local UBT branch to go over your potential eligibility for an SBA PPP forgivable loan. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Filter days are underway at Heenan's Automotive, your Napa parts store in Marysville. Take advantage of their large selection of farm filters, hydraulic hoses, bearings, and all of your agricultural needs. Join them for a complimentary lunch Wednesday, 11 to 2. At Heenan's Automotive, your locally owned and operated Napa parts store in Marysville. Filter days now through February 20th.
The Wagon Wheel in downtown Marysville is pairing up with Create Events and Design with photography by J.C. Payshaw for a magical dinner for two from 5 to 9 Saturday. Bring your sweetheart in for lobster, prime rib, or sirloin with champagne and dessert. Dine in or call ahead to pre-order carryout. Close 2 to 5 Saturday. Make plans for Valentine's dinner at the Wagon Wheel on Saturday.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. We still have this Arctic air mass overhead, and we will continue to see well below average temperatures for this time of year and even colder temperatures as we head towards Friday into the weekend. The good news is we'll start to climb out of this Arctic air mass that will start to retreat back north as we head towards the middle and end of next week. Otherwise, several systems will bring us some scattered snow showers off and on all the way through the weekend. So across the area, scattered flurries, cloudy skies, lower teens. Winds will be from the northeast between 5 and 10. Tonight, we'll continue the chance of flurries, cloudy skies, low of 4. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies, scattered flurries, temperatures in lower teens. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, low of 0. As we're into Friday, cloudy, chance for some snow showers in the afternoon, colder temperatures, high of 7. And Friday night, cloudy, with snow likely. That's a look at your local forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Show your Chiefs pride with gear from Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville. Celebrate the Red Kingdom with flags, ornaments, and other decor. Perfect for that hard-to-shop-for Valentine. Make it one-stop shopping with cards, candy, and Duke Cannon products. Whether it's red for Valentine's Day or red for the Kansas City Chiefs, Reflections is where you need to be.
Average high temperature, early February 45, record high on this date 79, the average low 20, record low 14 below zero. Sunrise this morning, 7:25. Sunset this evening, 5:58.
When you're raising cattle, you have your standards. The right feed, plenty of pasture. As your ag financial partner, we've got our standards too. Like being there to help you run your business with the loans and appraisals you need. Raising cattle and raising standards. So stop by and let's talk. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
Fancy some frog skin soup or cockroach tea? We will take a look at the state of medicine in the not-too-distant past on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep, and you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start on your back taxes. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-312-9995. Our New Start program will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Don't wait until another tax season ends and another year of penalties and interest are added to your balance. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-312-9995. That's 1-800-312-9995. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. Again, that's 1-800-312-9995.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, February 10th, the 41st day of the year. Actress Laura Dern has a birthday, and entertainer Jimmy Durante was born on this day in 1893. Not satisfied with the pace of medical advancement? We have a cure for that. Here's how folks on the frontier might have treated common ailments in the pioneer days. A typical headache cure was to lay one's head against a tree while someone drove a nail into the opposite side of the trunk. It was said a toothache could be transferred to a frog by spitting into its mouth. And men were encouraged to smear cow manure on their head to cure baldness. The strange cures did share one positive side effect, hope. And that can be powerful medicine by itself. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online anytime at almanac.com.
Let me list all the ways Riverside Market and Flowers can help you this Valentine's Day. They have flowers, blooming plants, balloons, candy, jewelry, luxury soaps and candles, Duke Cannon for him, and more. And they deliver to Marysville, Frankfort, Barnes, Randolph, and all locations in between, plus free delivery to all Valley Heights schools on Friday. Whew, that's a lot of ways to say I love you to all the loves of your life. Call or stop in at the Riverside Market today.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Wednesday. The Kansas City Chiefs placed outside linebackers coach Britt Reed on administrative leave while an investigation continues into a crash that injured two children. The team has said that Reed, who is head coach Andy Reed's son, was involved in a multi-vehicle crash last Thursday near Arrowhead Stadium. A 5-year-old girl remained in critical condition as of yesterday. Britt Reed admitted to having drinks prior to the crash. The chief said the team has contacted the girl's family and is offering support and resources to them. The elder Reed said that his son underwent surgery after the crash. Meanwhile, in Chiefs Kingdom, quarterback Patrick Mahomes will have surgery this week on the turf toe injury he suffered in the playoffs. That likely will sideline him for the start of the offseason program, but ensure he'll be ready well before training camp. Mahomes met with coaches and trainers after the big game this past Sunday, and the decision was made to have surgery later in the week.
Mid-America Network Sports.
If you plant row crops, now is the time to get signed up for crop insurance with PNB Insurance in Wichita. Ron and Dan Pilecki have years of experience and can help you determine what the best coverage is for your farm. Insurance will never replace what a good crop will produce. So don't let unpredictable weather destroy your year's work. Call Ron and Dan Pilecki today at PNB Insurance in Wichita, 1-800-722-9525. That's 1-800-722-9525.
It's officially National FFA Appreciation Month, and FFA Week is February 20th through the 27th. Here at Mid-America Ag Network, we salute all FFA members across the Mid-America region. Join us here on the Mid-America Ag Network as we talk with FFA chapter leaders, advisors, and students all through February about the opportunities that FFA provides for our future generations. National FFA Week, February 20th through the 27th, Mid-America Ag Network salutes our local FFA members.
Longtime NFL coach Marty Schottenheimer has died. A family friend and former Kansas City Chiefs publicist Bob Moore says Schottenheimer died Monday night in Charlotte, North Carolina. He was diagnosed with Alzheimer's back in 2014 and was moved into hospice on January 30th. Schottenheimer won 200 regular season games with four NFL teams. He coached for 21 seasons with Cleveland, Kansas City, Washington, and San Diego. Marty Schottenheimer was 77. Andrew Jones scored 24 points, and number 13 Texas held off Kansas State 80-77 last night. K-State hasn't won since December 29th. Nigel Pack scored 22 points, and Mike McGurl had 18 for the Wildcats. College hoops action coming up later in the week. The Kansas Jayhawks and Iowa State Cyclones at 2 o'clock Saturday afternoon. K-State and the Oklahoma State Cowboys Saturday evening with a 7 o'clock tip-off. I'm Rick Everett, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Tuesday night, basketball tip-offs in girls' play. Rock Creek beat Marysville 47-31. Clay Center took Republic County 61-19. Riley County over Concordia 71-19. Frankfort girls downed Axtell 48-32. Valley Heights beat Lynn 64-18. Hanover topped Clifton Clyde girls 41-40, Washington County over Blue Valley 51-44, and Centralia beat St. Mary's 56-34. In boys play, Marysville took Rock Creek 51-47, Clay Center over Republic County 34-27, Concordia down Riley County 56-48. Frankfort boys tripped Axtell 43-35, Hanover down Clifton Clyde 52-45, Valley Heights over Lynn, 46-41. Washington County boys beat Blue Valley, 66-48. And St. Mary's took Centralia, 67-40.
Marysville and Rock Creek battle to a 51-47 finish as the Bulldogs prevailed, hosting Rock Creek in Tuesday night basketball. Mustangs suffering just their second loss of the season as Marysville improves to 11-3. Bulldogs winning 51-47. Led by Gavin Peschel with 13 points. Jackson Raiders scores a dozen. Rock Creek senior Dawson Zinger had 28 of their 47 points. Marysville 51, Rock Creek 47. In the girls' game earlier, Riley, Rock Creek defeats Marysville 47-31. Bulldogs had multiple chances to tie at middle of the second quarter, but were down double digits at halftime and could never fight back. Rock Creek led by Evie Gill with 18 points. Marysville status and Runnebaum with 8. As the Bulldogs struggled offensively, falling to 5-8, Rock Creek improves to 11-4. Lady Mustangs win over Marysville 47-31. MHS at Clay Center Friday. Reporting for KNDY Sports, I'm Bruce Dierkin.
Our FFA members, locally and nationwide, have taken part in agricultural leadership and service-based activities during this National FFA Month. A salute to our local youth from United Bank and Trust, Blue Valley Insurance Agencies, Rune Implement, Farm Bureau Insurance, and Brian Croft in Marysville, the Prairie Valley Vet Clinic, and Marysville Livestock Incorporated.
Hi, I'm Jody Borden from Marysville FFA Chapter. I'm a junior, and this is my third year in FFA, and I'm the vice president of the Marysville FFA chapter. My favorite CDE is probably livestock judging, because I get to look at all different species of animals and pick which ones I think look the best. I also like LDEs such as job interviews and parliamentary procedure, because you learn public speaking and you learn a lot of skills that can help you later on in life.
Hello, I am Owen Strassman, the treasurer of the Asheville FFA chapter. I am a sophomore this year. I invite you to join us during this month to celebrate National FFA and show your support of agriculture education and the future of agriculture. This month and every month, we recognize the impact of our members and supporters and the impact they have on our chapters and communities and agriculture. By doing positive actions, each and every one of us can make a difference. Are you ready? Visit FFA.org today to learn how you can get involved.
I'm excited for the many opportunities I have in agriculture because of FFA. I'm Emily Carrasco, the news reporter for the Axel FFA. I know we can make a lasting difference. We recognize the impact our members and supporters have on our chapters, communities, and agriculture. We haven't been able to do much. Everything so far has been virtual, like the Green Hand Conference. Since I am a freshman, we did do the virtual version of that. A lot of different activities. Some people send in videos so we could do hands-on things and follow along in our class. They covered a lot of different things, our goals in the FFA, our career paths, different things we could do to help the FFA. It was very interesting. I've been looking into being a biostatistician. Basically, you take statistics and mathematics to solve scientific problems and conduct studies. So like studies on pesticides or different animal studies for veterinary purposes.
Since 1948, the National FFA Board of Directors recognizes FFA members nationwide. A salute during February, during FFA month, from CanEquip, Landall Company, the Citizen State Bank, Hometown Lumber and Hardware, and Blue Valley Technologies.
Hey there, listeners. Check out what C&K Services has to offer for your automotive needs. Go to www.cktireservice.com for online quotes or stop by 330 South Old Highway 75. C&K Services in Sabetha. Established 1994, always looking for cutting-edge technology to keep your car running great.
Movie companies have been shooting film for over a century, and most of them didn't want to get rid of what took so much time and money to produce. But what do you do with thousands upon thousands of movie reels? I'll take you to the place where much of it is stored on this edition of The American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Hey, I'm Rodeo Clown J.J. Harrison. Now, if you've ever seen me in the arena, you know I like to have fun, take chances. But I also take safety very seriously, because rodeo clowning can be dangerous, but so can farming or ranching. Never assume location of depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start work, always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com. It only takes a minute, and it can save your life.
Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Lee Spence is president and CEO of Underground Vaults and Storage in Hutchinson, Kansas. Here, 650 feet below the surface, you'll find active salt mines. Lee's company utilized over 40 acres of mined out bays to store valuable items for many companies. 30 to 40% of their business is storing original movie film.
We get a lot of major motion picture studios that store this because of the preservation of the film that the salt provides. The temperature is constantly 68 degrees, and the humidity is right between 40 and 45%.
While technology has changed much over the decades, this mine is still a go-to place for movie companies.
A lot of the original directors and producers still want to shoot in regular film. Even though digital is out there, the film actually lasts for a long period of time.
And movies stored here date to the early years of the industry.
We go back to the 1920s during the silent films, the black and white films. I've seen some films with Charlie Chaplin's name on them.
Lee can't mention all of the original films stored here, but he can certainly rattle off some titles that just about everyone would know.
So the classics such as Wizard of Oz, Gone with the Wind, we have Ben-Hur. Star Wars collection is all here as well.
Interestingly, movie companies often retrieve those old films for updates or to use in new movies. And Lee says they occasionally find themselves looking up old film because of current events.
When Johnny Carson passed away, we stored all the production films of The Tonight Show underground here, and we were able to supply NBC with old clips and old films of The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson.
You can't tour the storage side of the business, but you can take salt mine tours, which show how they use the mines for securing film and much more here 650 feet under the earth. Traveling the countryside in Hutchinson, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCray.
Horses tough out the cold weather, but it's a huge demand on their bodies and they need a little help. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Give them all the hay they can eat and fresh water as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
This year, you can attend Commodity Classic without leaving your farm because it's being delivered digitally and direct to your farm March 2nd through 5th. Outstanding education, top-notch speakers, and the latest innovation and technology, all on your computer, tablet, or smartphone. Register at commodityclassic.com. And thanks to our agribusiness sponsors, the first 5,000 farmers who register will have their $20 registration fee covered. The 2021 special edition of Commodity Classic, March 2nd through 5th. Discover more at commodityclassic.com.
Horses grow out their coats in the winter and are well adapted to the cold. However, they need more food to keep up their energy level and body weight. Monty Stauffer is a livestock extension educator at the University of Nebraska. He says as the temperatures go down, horses need to be fed more energy. The best source of energy for them is hay.
Alfalfa hay has got a little more energy than the grass hay, but both of them can be good quality. Hay, as it ferments in their digestive system, gives off heat, and as it gets colder, they should feed them good quality hay, and the colder it gets, the more hay they should get.
When they're eating all the hay they can, but still shivering or losing weight, then you can start adding grain to increase the energy content. But Stauffer says to do this gradually, because it can upset their digestive system if they're not used to getting grain. Make sure there's plenty of fresh water, too. Eating snow doesn't count.
If they drink less water, then that can cause more digestive problems because they're eating a dry hay and dry feed and grain. And if they don't get adequate supply of water, then it can cause impaction, colic, where things are just too dry. So you need to give them plenty of water. The best thing is if you can keep that water between 40 and 60 degrees.
Horses kept in the barn during the winter should be let out for exercise. This increases their appetite and reduces boredom. A bored horse will start chewing, biting, and kicking at its surroundings. When they're in their stall, be sure it's kept clean and there's good ventilation so the horse doesn't develop respiratory problems. Find more information on winter horse care at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Thank you. If you're anything like me, you wrestle with the balance of living for the moment and planning for the future. It's good to live in the present, and it's also just as important to prep for life down the road. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. So let's talk a little bit about beneficiaries. Do you know who the beneficiaries are on your 401k or your IRA? How about your life insurance? If you can't quickly answer those few questions, chances are it's time to go back and review your future plans. Being prepared for life circumstances or tragedies doesn't mean you're being negative. It means you understand the importance of putting plans in place to ensure your loved ones are taken care of. When you stay on top of things like your will and your beneficiaries, you're making sure your assets and your possessions go towards the people and charities of your choice once you're gone. Keeping beneficiaries up to date is a simple way to practice being a good steward of all God has given you. And it's also a great reminder to live with both the present and future in mind.
Grocery chain Kroger's effort to address hunger and food waste today on Farm to Fork. If you found a seed lubricant that was better than the talc and graphite you've used for years, you'd want to use it, right? Let me point you to an innovative product called Dust, made from 100% U.S. soy. It's cleaner, safer, and it does the job. University tested and farmer proven in the field. Before you buy your seed lubricant for this planting season, visit lowmutech.com for details. That's lowmutech.com or call 844-GET-DUST.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
The United States is no different from many countries in the world in having both a hunger problem and a food waste problem. Grocery retailer Kroger created the Zero Hunger, Zero Waste Foundation in 2018 to eliminate these problems by 2025. Foundation Executive Director Sunny Parr.
For me, it's about saying that we are going to do something. And that something is called Zero Hunger, Zero Waste, which a lot of people can now relate to Kroger and say, oh, that makes a lot of sense in regards to what we are choosing to do and what we are prioritizing as a business.
Parr says Kroger has also embraced Appeal, a technology that keeps produce fresher longer.
It's a coating that we're putting on our produce products. And I know that we have great ambitions to expand into the product lines and produce lines that make the most sense for us.
Parr's comments were made in a recent episode of the Food Tank podcast. The Zero Hunger, Zero Waste Foundation has an innovation fund to support entrepreneurs and others who seek solutions to improve food security and prevent food waste. To learn more about any or all of this, just type Zero Hunger, Zero Waste Foundation into your search engine. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Twin Rivers announces the $600 match sale. $600 equals $1,200 today at Twin Rivers Used Megastore in Beatrice. With your purchase of any used vehicle from our incredible selection financed through Chrysler, Plymouth, Dodge, you can now combine your $600 stimulus with our generous $600 match and drive away in the quality car or truck that you've been wanting. Good credit, bad credit, no problem. Our finance managers are waiting to help. See our selection today and take advantage of the extra $600 on us at Twin Rivers Used Megastore, West Court Street, Beatrice.
Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Well, corn and soybean futures markets are in the tank today. The World Ag Supply and Demand Estimates reports it was certainly different than many, many folks had anticipated. Seth Meyer, USDA chief economist, is commenting on why the USDA analysts did not change crop production forecast this month for Brazil's and Argentina's soybean and corn crops.
We didn't see big changes in Argentina and Brazil. So there was some adjustment made last month. Some folks thought we should go further, but then right after that, towards the end of January, they got some pretty good rains to moderate, some really timely rains. So again, you know, these folks always assume normal weather going forward. And that's also part of the story when it comes to Brazil corn. While they increased their area expectations for the planting of that corn crop, because beans are coming out so late, that means that second crop corn is going to go in late as well, too. So to offset the increase in area, they cut their yield expectations a bit because it's more at risk out there with that May rainfall being the make or break for that crop usually.
Seth Meyer, USDA chief economist. In other news, a group of Senate Democrats introduced this week the Justice for Black Farmers Act. The legislation aims to address and correct historic discrimination within the U.S. Department of Agriculture in federal farm assistance and lending. The bill was first introduced in November of 2020. At the time, the senators stated USDA discrimination has caused black farmers to lose millions of acres of farmland and robbed black farmers and their families of hundreds of billions of dollars of intergenerational wealth. The legislation will enact policies to end discrimination within the USDA. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
Midwest Kia is celebrating President's Day all month long with huge savings on over 200 new Kias. Check out the all-new 2021 Kia lineup and save big no matter what you choose. This month, get 0% APR financing for up to 75 months on select new 2021 Kia models. And while they last, get dealer discounts up to $12,000 on remaining new 2020 Kias in stock. The President's Day sales event is going on now with the all-new three-row Kia Sorento, the sporty K5, and the versatile Seltos with standard all-weather drive. No matter what you choose, you'll drive away with Kia's market-leading 10-year warranty. Come see us or shop online at MidwestKia.com.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Offers on select models with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all customers qualify. Limited air financing on Sportage, Niro, Cadenza, K900 through KMF with 1333 point thousand finance. Example 2020 K900. Stock number K8573. Limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details. Expires 2020.
Hitchpin is changing the way producers work together by connecting them with the services and resources they need when they need them. Why spend hours on the phone and browsing classifieds? Try Hitchpin's free agriculture app to keep you connected to producers and services anytime. You save the transaction fee by going to hitchpin.com and type in keyword AgView at checkout. Again, keyword AgView for no transaction fee on hitchpin.com. Hitchpin, your ag marketplace.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. A rule change advocated by Representative Ron Kind allowed rural states a larger share of the Paycheck Protection Program. The Democrat from Wisconsin says the Paycheck Protection Program has been a lifeline for farmers and small businesses, but too many were getting left behind.
Yeah, you know, I worked hard to make sure that our family farmers also qualified as a small business for the Paycheck Protection Program because they are small businesses and they have been going through a very tough time during the COVID crisis. And so we accomplished that last year in the COVID package. And we're making sure that it is being rolled out and worked well with the Small Business Administration.
In June, Kind and others introduced a bipartisan piece of legislation to expand access to PPP loans for certain farmers and ranchers who had previously been deemed ineligible for loans under the program. The legislation was included in the COVID-19 relief package that was passed in December, but Kind says the change is not yet complete.
The Small Business Administration has decided to limit the qualification to just sole proprietorships. That does exclude partnerships and LLCs, and that wasn't Congress's intent. As long as you're a family farm operation with up to $100,000 worth of gross profits using Schedule F as your tax form, you should be qualifying for the P3 program. So we're working with SBA now to clarify that.
Small businesses in Kansas, Nebraska, Oklahoma, and some other rural states have been the most successful at getting federal pandemic relief of the $284 billion round of aid, buoyed up by a new rule that authorizes loans to many farms that didn't qualify before. That is Ag News. I'm Ken Rogers. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Did you know that one out of every three mouthfuls of food we eat is produced by insect pollination, most of which is done by bees? In fact, bees are vitally important to food production. That's why modern agriculture is working with beekeepers to promote bee health. Ensuring a sustainable food supply requires each of us to play our part in preserving the land and protecting pollinators. This public service announcement is brought to you by Syngenta.
The National Agricultural Library holds historical and scientific ag databases. Stay tuned to hear what you can find on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
America's farmer-led, farmer-focused experience is coming direct to your farm this year. The 2021 Commodity Classic will be delivered digitally March 2nd through 5th with an impressive lineup of great speakers, education, innovation, and technology. And if you're one of the first 5,000 farmers to register, you'll have your $20 registration fee covered thanks to our generous agribusiness sponsors. The 2021 Special Edition of Commodity Classic, March 2nd through 5th. Discover more and register today at commodityclassic.com.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Could call it a one-stop agriculture shop from the past to the present. The USDA's National Agricultural Library facilitates the creation of agricultural knowledge through the acquisition, curation, and dissemination of the information needed to solve agricultural challenges today and in the future. Paul Wester is the library director. He says they have both digital and analog materials that document American and international agriculture.
The National Ag Library was created essentially with the establishment of the Department of Agriculture back in 1862. So we have materials that cover that time span, and we also have materials that go back to the 16th century, botanical materials that describe different kinds of plant discoveries from that period of time around the world.
There are rare materials related to the history of agriculture, including books, manuscripts, seed catalogs, and photographs. You can also search the database and find resources that relate to all different types of agricultural research that the USDA has supported over the years. Wester says one of the most popular searches is on dietary materials.
What we have there are materials that document the nutritional value of all sorts of different foods that are found in our food supply. Researchers and members of the public come to our site and look at what the nutritional value of things like broccoli, tomatoes, different types of meats are, and be able to use that to understand the caloric value and other kinds of values of those types of foods.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about the National Ag Library at agriculture.com.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
Market update, Mid-America Ag Network. Struggles continue for corn, for soybeans, for Kansas City wheat. Just can't seem to get anything going today anywhere. March soybeans down 44 and a half at 13.57 and a quarter. May beans down 43 and three quarters at 13.55. March soybean meal is down $14.60 at 424.20. May's down 14.10 at 423.50. March bean oil is down 99 points at 45.53. May's down 94 at 44.83. Not a good look in the soy complex. Corn struggles as well. March corn down 17 and three quarters at 538 and a half. May is down 17 and three quarters at 536 and a half. March Kansas City wheat is down 20 and a quarter at 613 and a quarter. May is down 19 and a half at 619. So not a lot of positives when it comes to our grains and soybeans. On the other hand, things in the livestock complex are looking a little better. Fat cattle are still struggling, but feeder cattle and hogs are up. February live cattle down 85 at 116.60. April down 42 at 123.40. The back months are all under pressure, too. March feeder cattle up 72 at 139.37. April up a nickel at 143.22. The back months are all green. And hogs have been doing well all day. February hogs up 75 at 73.35. April hogs up 182. At 82.17. So a better look for hogs and feeder cattle. Live cattle still having some issues. Cotton is taking a pounding today. March cotton down 162 at 85.31. May's down 130 at 86.83. In the energy markets, March. Gold is up. February gold up $4.50 at $18.39.80 an ounce. Silver is lower. Copper is higher. Market update, Mid-America Ag Network.
Midwest Kia is celebrating President's Day all month long with huge savings on over 200 new Kias. Check out the all-new 2021 Kia lineup and save big no matter what you choose. This month, get 0% APR financing for up to 75 months on select new 2021 Kia models. And while they last, get dealer discounts up to $12,000 on remaining new 2020 Kias in stock. The President's Day sales event is going on now with the all-new three-row Kia Sorento, the sporty K5, and the versatile Seltos with standard all-weather drive. No matter what you choose, you'll drive away with Kia's market-leading 10-year warranty. Come see us or shop online at MidwestKia.com.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Offers on select models with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all customers qualify. Limited air financing on Sportage, Nero, Cadenza, and K900 for KMF with 1333 1000 finance. Example 2020 K900. Stock number K8573. Limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details. Expires.
New Frontier Ag in McCook, Nebraska is Western Nebraska's stocking land roller dealer. You've read about them. Rolling your ground before planting can give you 3 to 5 bushel yield bump in soybeans. They can also be used to smooth alfalfa ground that the gophers are messing with. Rolling corn stalks after harvest is also very successful operation you can do with a land roller. New Frontier Ag carries the Summers brand of land rollers and has them in sizes from 20 to 60 feet. Call New Frontier Ag 308-340-8989 for your land roller needs.
Thank you. hometown country station for the past 7 decades. KNDY Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.